My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap Davin and his scammer Belinda's relationship, and then we discuss socks and photos. So listen and enjoy.
So, should we get to my girl?
Yes.
When we last left, last week, I had broken up with Belinda.
Yeah.
She had wanted to do a chat with me, a video chat with her daughter on her birthday. And, you know, the pressure got to me. Mm-hmm. I did the golden rule, and when you're scamming a scammer, you don't break up.
Right.
Now, and I was actually listening to the clips.
I'm glad you brought that up, because basically we had this conversation last week. I go to do the clips October 2nd, 2012. Well, apparently this isn't the first time around the block for this breakup. There was Davin attempted to break up with her once before. That was on.
Well, I didn't say I was breaking up. She got a little panicked.
But she got panicked. If you folks are interested, go on to the Davin's Den website, go into podcasts, go to October 12th, 2012.
October 2nd.
My mistake. October 2nd, 2012. And October 12th is my marriage, my wedding anniversary. So I'm trying
another tragedy.
Tragedy. You know, so go into that. And, yeah, apparently this is the second time around.
At least.
Relationship. Yeah.
At least. So, so Belinda was very upset by this. And I said, listen, I can't be with you because I can't give you what you need. I'm not going to have any money. I can't fly to Ghana to be with you. I won't be able to fly you back to Ghana. You wanted somebody that would take care of you. You've told me as much. You deserve a man who can hold you in Ghana. We got to end this.
Yeah.
She did not like that at all. She loves me for me. Or fake me. For fake me. So, and
shocking.
So the Den Pen was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This chick is falling.
Yeah.
This might be real. Mm. Joe had two opinions. Either this is a marriage scam, which I raised a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
or Joe is coming off. Now, Joe thought she was real when she was fighting with me over blowjobs and fake orgasms. Joe actually said, you know what, this
that
might
rang
be real.
True.
But when she said that she might actually, you know, that she loved me, wanted to make this working, Joe couldn't believe anybody would say that.
No. He's a married man, and you still can't quite believe it.
If you can't go there, I mean, a relationship is a physical thing. If you can't go
well,
there.
Well, people have long-distance relationships, Joe.
They do.
It can happen. It's hard. Not as many people as have it on the internet.
But you know, if you're in a place where you know, but the fact of the matter is that you'll never go there. The only
Well, she don't know. I've already been to Ghana in her mind. Mm.
Yeah, that's
other,
right.
Yeah, but for a relationship, the only other thing I could see is that she's working to get to the States and try to set up shop in the States and then maybe tell you to take a hike maybe
could
a
happen,
month after she comes in.
Could happen. All right, let's go on, Joe. You skeptic, you. March 22nd, 2013. So I'm writing to her. I go, hey, just your favorite screw-up here, dropping you a line. As a token of my sincere apologies for the drama I caused you, I took an impromptu picture for you last night. Remember, she always wants pictures on me. It is not a great picture or anything, but I felt I owed you something. So let me know when you will be able to check your email, and I will send it to you. Now, I always try to make sure I don't give them great pictures in case they want to use it to scam somebody else.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy, a little dark, a little bit of me. So, you know, nothing that would be appealing to anybody else.
I took one of those pictures, and it was really crappy.
Yes.
And far away.
Why is there a thumb in the middle of your forehead? We like taking it that way.
Yeah. Give me a thumbs up. We're happy. Right on. Thumbs up.
She goes, hi, Mr. Model.
Oh, cute.
I go, not even close, LOL. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, I'm okay. Didn't see you online today. Thought maybe you were not coming back. What have you been doing today? She goes, I will always be back. It's just a matter of time. I have been busy sewing my mom's dress. It's taken all of my time. Remember, she's a sewer.
Oh, right.
A fashion designer, hopeful.
Where's the socks?
I'm sitting on them. What are you going to do? You going to befoul my socks like you do with your other sock? You will never see my socks, Joe. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Not your socks, you stupid. The socks she's going to send you.
No, I'll let him do it, Davin. That's how we started out. Now I can't break the chain.
I'll crack. I'm breaking to pieces.
Someone would draw a picture of my pain.
I love the 9 o'clock hour of the show. It's like the slop tower and the chiz. Like, we're on.
It is their witching hour.
It's their witching hour.
We thought you'd never bring us into the equation.
You know the show schedule, stupid.
And the best part is that Davin flexes his hand like he's got a sock on his hand.
I had to keep him
and
second.
No one can see it.
Well, Jizz sock is the left hand. And
really?
Slop towel is the right hand. Yeah, stupid, aren't you watching?
They just sit there in the green room, 5 to 9, we got to get ready.
No, I just meant overall, I was surprised that the sock was on the left hand, but please, continue. What do you do?
Oh, he's the lefty!
I took his own sock off and put it on his hand. Oh, my God.
Got to be authentic. Anyway. And new listeners going, what the F is this?
Oh, yeah. No, he had a he booked just in time.
Okay. Anyway. She goes, I'll always be back. Just a matter of time. I've been busy sewing. Okay. I go, is this your first time online today? She goes, chatting with you, you mean? I go, no, just in general. I do not assume I take all your time, LOL. She goes, not really. I was online on my local profile for a couple of minutes.
Hustling up some bucks.
Well, remember, I'm relegated to this Facebook profile where I'm just the other friend. Remember, I know she's got another profile.
And she was saying she didn't.
Probably with a bunch of pals. Was,
what?
Probably with a bunch of pals.
Yeah, Mom. Remember, I asked about this. I go, you remembered your password? She goes, I changed it yesterday when we couldn't VidChat. Yes, this is the international profile, LOL. I go, oh, so you figured it out. Cool. I go, that page is for brown people, and this page is for your one white friend. Nice job of segregation, LOL.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
And I didn't even know we'd be talking about it a year later with Donald Sterling. She goes, yeah, you can send my picture tomorrow. I go, what do you mean? What do you mean, yeah, racist? You're going to the cafe tomorrow? She goes, I'm no racist. Maybe I might go. I go, sure you are. You keep me by myself, so I do not infect the pretty brown people. See, I don't like being by myself. I want, because I can do more recon.
Yeah.
If I'm with the other people.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
Yeah.
Ah.
She goes, LOL, is my consolation picture ready? Who took it for you? I go, a comic. I go, yes, your consolation picture is ready. It is not my best photo, but screw it. You want to be with me, so you get me for all of my ugliness. What a dumb girl you are, LOL.
This isn't the picture that I took.
It might be.
Oh, okay.
But the words sound like his vows.
You were there. You both were.
Yes.
She goes, well, I guess that's why I am with you. I go, clearly. She laughs. I go, I just looked at the picture. Man, I think I could have had a better looking one. Maybe Photoshop or something. Quick, let me put Julie Love's head on my body.
Oh, snap! I can't believe you said that. That's great.
Because remember, she was posing as Julie Love.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sending it now.
Now, you got balls. Cause
yes, I do.
Because you're in this, you're trying to make, anytime you're trying to, you have a fight or whatever, you're trying to keep the relationship going.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is put a dick move in the middle of it.
I know.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.